Blackstone Audio presents Gifted by Nikita Lalwani. For Vic Maijanam, in the name of all that love. Equality. I spoke the word as if a wedding vow. Ah, but I was so much older then. I'm younger than that now. My back pages, Bob Dylan, Another Side of Bob Dylan, 1964. Part 1. Chapter 1. Mahesh is sitting in his office, marking. He looks up at the arc of the window as a train rushes past, its urgency left behind in diesel scent and echoing clacks. The dank hush of autumn is settling into his room like a foregone conclusion. It is the 11th season of its kind in his experience in the UK, the 4th of its kind in this room. Mahesh looks up. There are charts and pictures on the wall. The map of the world sits at an awkward angle, blue ocean disappearing behind the iron bookshelf. Books bulge in huge rows, pressing together files and papers, orange foolscap running in chunky alternation with black, white, and grey. In the left corner of the room, by the whiteboard, the bumpy illustration of Gandhi peers out at him. In his mind, there is an annoyance that delicately attacks his thoughts every few minutes. Why did Rumi write that in her exercise book? This is the question that hooks into his conscience periodically, a tiny dental tool piercing soft gum. Why did she write it? I went to play with Sharon Rafferty and Julie Harris and Leanne Roper in the woods. They let me play softball, which is like rounders, but with only two bases. Sharon said, "Let's go and get the softball and rackets."